Ex-NFL player charged with wielding sword, making threats at youth basketball event. By Warner Todd Houston on November 14, 2018. Former Seattle Seahawks running back Charlie Rogers turned himself in after police accused him of brandishing a sword and threatening people at a New Jersey middle school sports event. Rogers, who had a five-year NFL career and has been coaching middle school football since 2008, was already under question after leaving an expletive-laden voicemail for the parents of a middle school student back in September, USA Today reported. But things escalated for the former player when police said that on October 5 he waved the sword and made terroristic threats to a parent at a youth basketball event at Matawan Aberdeen Middle School in Cliffwood, New Jersey. Aberdeen Police Chief John T. Powers told the media that Rogers turned himself in on November 12 and now faces charges of possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes, stalking, and making threats. Rogers was booked at the Monmouth County Jail in Freehold Township but released after prosecutors declined to order further detention. Prosecutors would next have to form a grand jury to indict Rogers, but there is no report on any plans to do so. The October incident comes on the heels of the profane phone message Rogers left for the parents of an 11-year-old middle school student of a rival school on September 6. In the recorded call, Rogers can be heard threatening to order his players to constantly blitz the boy and his teammates unless the boy is pulled from a then-upcoming game. After leaving the NFL, Rogers eventually hired on with the Matawan School District as an assistant coach until last year when he was hired as the offensive coordinator at St. John Vianney. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WarnerThouston.